Do not confuse this with treatment or mental health advice or direction. Nothing on this podcast is made to supplement or supersede the relationship and direction of your mental health caretakers. Although David Koslowski is a licensed marriage and family therapist, he is not functioning as a certified mental health professional in this environment. And same applies to any professional who may appear on the OG Therapy Podcast. Welcome to the OG Therapy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of OG Therapy. And today we're going to talk a little bit more about this whole holiday thing. In fact, the last couple episodes, we've talked a little bit about loneliness and how loneliness affects everybody during the holidays. But my producer, Brandon, before we got on the podcast, he brought up a real-life scenario, and we're not going to throw anyone under the bus, or you're not going to say your friend's name, but we'll use his initials, maybe? Okay, well, maybe we'll leave out the initials. But we were talking about it, and you know, I had a couple thoughts about some things I want to talk about on the podcast today, and he just asked me this question, and I was like, okay, hold on. Let's just do that question on the podcast, because I think it's something that a lot of people can relate to during the holidays. Either you've had this experience yourself, or you're trying to coach a friend through not making these types of mistakes. So, Brandon, why don't you share what was the question that your friend hit you up with that you wanted me to weigh in on?
Yeah, so I've had a friend on one end of it and then a coworker on another just being lonely during the holidays and either really wanting to get into a relationship or are thinking about slash have gotten back together with an ex. So just like, why do people get so, I don't want to say desperate, but so angsty about being in a relationship during the holidays?
From my experience with you know, just helping my clients, there's a number of reasons. Some will be more obvious than others. One, there's just a lot of expectation during the holidays. You know, you turn on, you know, the TV, if you still watch TV. And you turn on TV and like the Hallmark channel, Hallmark, Oxygen, like those types of like channels. And they always have the different holiday specials on there. So just kind of that time of year where people, it's getting colder. The expectation is family and friends and relationships. And I think for a lot of people, at least my clients I've talked to, it's an ideal. Like in order for their life to be going good or then have some sort of proof that it's going good, usually they got to have something to show for it. Younger people rarely have a lot of wealth to show. They rarely can show off their big fancy houses. So in your 20-year-old range, which obviously you're in your 20s, I think that's a big thing, is just the optics of, hey, I don't want to look like I don't have things going for me. I don't want to be that third wheel. I don't want to be the person who's just like, you know, just coming to parties because I have nothing else to do. I want to be someone that when I go somewhere and people ask me, hey, how's things going? I go, they're great. Let me introduce you to so-and-so.
Yeah, right. Having that person to kind of show, not even show off as like a trophy, but to be like, hey, I have stuff going for me. This is what's going on.
For some people, it is a trophy. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Some people, Christmas parties, like, hey, I got my arm bracelet, my dime piece next to me, and I'm going to go and show her off to all my people at my work, even though we're not really dating or we're broken up and I'm just trying to keep it going. Yeah. So yeah. Definitely the optics of, you know, trying to show the persona that you have a happy holidays.
Well, total random question on that. Not random, but from the other perspective on it, how does that get perceived by other people? Let's say you are the person that says, hey, I have this arm bracelet. Hey, I have this person. I'm trying to hold this together to show off to other people. How does that come off to other people? And how do other people around them feel about that?
Oh, it's pretty obvious. Pretty obvious. I don't think anyone fools anyone. I don't think the guy that shows up to the Christmas party that's, you know, 5'6" and he walks in with a 6-foot-tall supermodel. I don't think anyone's really thinking, oh my gosh, like she loves him because he's a sweet spirit. You know? Oof. I think, and obviously I'm using a huge exaggeration. Desperate when we are desperate, not just desperate people, when anyone's desperate, it's not easy to hide it. It comes across quite a bit, which is why a lot of people just won't show up to holiday parties and holiday get togethers because they don't have someone to go with. But if the people that are just doubling down, they're like, hey, I need to ask a good looking friend to go with me. I need to start dating someone.
Yeah.
I need to get, you know, ask my ex to go with me. Those people, I it's hard because my heart hurts for them. I don't blame them. Like, it's so hard. Just something about the smell of Christmas trees and hot cocoa or coffee and like holiday get-togethers. And if you're active online, oh my gosh, that's you're going to be inundated with so much expectation. The marketers of every company, they do such like home for the holidays, friends, family. And we've talked about in recent podcasts about this loneliness epidemic. So if people are lonelier than they've ever been before, the chances are they're going to do desperate things to not feel lonely. That could be get really drunk, get really high, get really intoxicated. Or for some people, their drug of choice is companionship and spooning someone.
Okay.
And just having someone around them.
Yeah. So, man, then from the perspective, what would you say to people who are in that situation? How do you catch yourself to know if you are desperate or not? I know sometimes it can be obvious, but some people, myself included, are good at lying to ourselves. So what are things like, how would you tell somebody, hey, before you get into the holidays, it's going to be tough. If you're not having somebody, you're by yourself, that's going to be tough, especially with everything you're talking about online, the expectations. And maybe you can talk about the consequences or the pain of being in that bad relationship, going through that just for the persona or how things look like. Maybe just talk about how people feel once they get out of that relationship they just used for the holidays.
I'll answer what you're first referring to, like how to, like what advice would I give someone that's doing that? If someone really knows what they're doing, because if someone's like, oh, I'm just gonna have fun for the holidays, and it's like YOLO for Christmas, whatever, just go do your thing, be young, be silly, make bad decisions, just hopefully you don't get yourself in dangerous situations, right? But for people that really just, they know what's going on, they know they're likely to just kind of fall victim to just hang out with any random person, just hang out with them, I always tell my clients, because it's something I've learned working with a lot of clients throughout the holidays, is that service is one of those things that we've always been taught is something really important for the holidays. Because a lot of people, if there's a high expectation and people don't have money, they don't have resources, whatever, they're going to feel worse than lonely. They're going to feel devastated and defeated and feel like complete failure, right?
Right.
So with people in general, if you want to be able to suffer successfully through the holidays, learn something from it and not feel like you have to take like a shower for a week because you just made so many bad decisions, or you have to go on like a 3-week fast because you just ate your feelings during the holidays. If you want to be able to just keep your head above water during the holidays, you got to do something for people who have it worse off than you. Just sitting there focusing and thinking about all the crap that you got going on in your life and all the things that you can't control, or your loved ones that are gone that you're not with anymore. Yeah, if that's the way you feel and that's the way you think and that's what's happening, I get it. And you can't soak in that for too long. You can't marinate in that for too long. It's really important to acknowledge it, to face it, cry if you got to cry, you know, maybe eat too much pumpkin pie for a night, but then wake up in the morning and it's like, hey, I can feel sorry for myself, or I can be around people who have a real good reason to feel sorry for themselves. It sounds cheesy and cliche, but every time you do some sort of service for other people that's outside of just doing it for yourself, like you don't really benefit from it financially anyway, you're going to realize what the holidays are about. The holidays aren't about the Christmas cards. The holidays aren't about like the way things look on social media. The holidays are about one simple thing, and that's connection. And if you have family to connect with, connect with. If you don't, don't drink your sorrows or eat your sorrows away. If you have friends to connect with them. If you don't have a lot of good friends, well then at least by where you're at, reach out to other people and try to go get involved in service. A great way to make new friends is in service, because when other people are, for example, a popular thing is the homeless shelter, the food drives. Yep. There's so many serving opportunities during the Christmas time. You will meet so many other people who are also alone or missing their loved ones. Nonprofits have tons of, you know, events and things that they're doing for the community right now. So serve so you're not selfishly thinking about your own hurt and pain.
I think that's huge. I appreciate that. Just, because with how busy everybody gets, and I think too with social media, which we've talked about, how many people are self-diagnosing or getting into the traumas from their family, all of these things, you have to break, you have to break out of that to even see a different perspective at all. Yeah, I think that service makes a lot of sense. What would you say?
Well, it's the opposite of trauma. Like,
ooh, good point.
Is help, like service. If someone hurts you, the opposite of that is you helping someone. I mean, the complete opposite.
Yeah, it's true.
Because healing is not opposite of trauma. It requires trauma to heal from. You can't heal from something that didn't hurt you.
Why do you think that on social media and stuff right now that service isn't talked about, with how much people are talking about healing and their healing journey, all of this, that service isn't really talked about as much as a key component of it?
Because we have less Grinches during the holidays now and more people who are groveling for attention.
Yeah, that's heavy.
It's sad, man. I mean, and it's a lot of good people that are, that their cup is not full. A lot of good people that just, what they have around them, it's just not good enough. And they have that angst that, like, they have to be achieving more, they have to be doing more, they have to be getting more, they have to be winning more. And yeah, that can help you be successful in certain aspects of your life, but it could also cause you to be pretty lone during the holidays.
Then would you say the holidays are, I don't know if personified is the right term, but the example of how you're really doing as a person, like with your relationships and your connections, is how you act and why you act the way you do during the holidays. Like, let's say this month from Thanksgiving to Christmas, maybe people should start seeing it as like, this is going to be the true check-in of how I'm doing with my relationships, because everything's going to come out from the past, how you're thinking, you're feeling, and how you act around other people, and for what motivations.
Yeah, that's a difficult one, because I think we all, I think most people, unless they're a complete sociopath, if asked a question like, hey, do you want to do service for the holidays? Do you want to help other people out? Most people are like, oh yeah, great. But the holidays has become such a consumer time, and I believe most countries, I'm only familiar with the United States, it's so focused on spending, it's so focused on buying, decorating, creating all these different types of moments, that granted, religion and community events stuff like that are still promoting service. However, if we didn't have all the marketing, if like we just, everyone around us, there's no TVs, there's no cell phones, there's no internet, and we were just this many people just interacting with our normal communities, we'd be much more aware of what people's needs are. But the distractions are endless, and it's painfully obvious, in my opinion, that there's so many distractions in people's day-to-day lives that their neighbors could be hurting, they wouldn't even know. They'd have no idea. And it's sad, because it takes things like earthquakes, natural disasters, mass shooting or suicide in a small town. It takes things like that to pull the community together, to be paying attention to what other people around you have going on. So it's a hard sell for me to tell 20-year-olds, but every chance I get, I tell them, if you want to have a happy holidays, don't make the holidays about you. Because when you're a little kid, it's all about, what do I get on Christmas? What do I get from the holidays? Me, 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 me. When you become a parent, it's like, what can I give to my kids? What can I help them out with? How can I make this time feel special for them? That's important. That's great. But I think what we should give our kids is something that maybe we didn't give. And that's, if we are doing better financially and we're in a better situation than our parents were, I'm in a much better situation than my parents were, because they were broke and poor all the time. And so the thing I could give my kids is not more gifts, but more opportunities and more experiences for them to help other people. And my family, we're planning something really cool this year. We're doing the 12 days of Christmas to someone, a couple people, but a couple small ones, but one really big one.
Nice.
And so it takes a lot of planning. It takes a lot of stuff, but it's so exciting. It's so much fun. And my kids already now, my son's 10. He tells me, Dad, it's like, this is what I want for Christmas. But if I don't get these things, it's okay. Cause I know it's about giving. And I want to make sure that, like, I take some of my money and I go give it to a couple of my friends, and he's getting his friends gifts and stuff like that. And I'm like, I'm so glad that we instilled that in him already, but he just watched us do that for other people. And I, yeah, that's the last thing I want is I want any 20-year-old to just think about themselves during the holidays. It's just, it's not going to go well.
So what would you say then for 20-year-olds? Like if you could give, I don't want to say a tip or a social health tool to really slow down and be able to see outside of yourself to have that. Because what we were talking about originally was, why do people get into relationships, bad relationships, or yearn for it or go back to exes? I think, at least from my perspective, I've had conversations with friends of take a step back to see how, why you're motivated for that's going to impact that other person. Like you are getting into a relationship with another person. Yeah. If it's a bad relationship, it's not going to just affect you. It's going to affect that other person too. Or we talked about just now with services. If I just think about all the things that went wrong with me, I can't think about the other person. So what would you say is something they people can do to slow down and take a tip or a tool to be able to get outside themselves to then see opportunities for other people to help others?
I like to pick three people. I tell people to pick three people within their close friend group or close realm to help them first, because usually 20-year-olds, just for them to do something for random strangers, that's a little bit a stretch for them.
Yeah.
You know, it's outside. But if they know someone in their friend group or someone in their close group, if they feel like they could help them out with something, if you don't have a lot of money, I would suggest doing very heartfelt things. Like for you to write a friend a letter, or for you to make like a video for a friend and like make your own like friend reel. I know a lot of people are doing that right now. They're making reels of them and their friends hanging out together and sending it to their friend as a gift.
Yeah.
I think for today's generation, that kind of, it touches upon the narcissism. So, you know, if you make this reel for your friend and you give it to them, they're probably going to post it. Mm. So I'm just trying to like reverse engineer, like reverse psychology for 20-year-olds to try to find ways for them to show caring for other people. But especially if it's a friend that's gone through a hard time or is going through a hard time, or if the holidays are hard for that friend. And these are just ideas, right? Like digital content that you can create in a reel, writing them a letter. If you have time to go take them to lunch, sit down, that's obviously the best one, right? It's just between you and that person. But the most important thing whenever you're doing these things, you bring up stories that articulate how special they are to you. So if you do a reel, make a reel that tells a story, like what type of character of a person they are. If you write them a letter, focus on about what are the specific things that they've given you and that they do for you that you just may not take the time to tell them. You focus on those specific things. And then if you go to lunch or dinner with them, do the same thing. Say, hey, listen, I just want to hang out with you because you really do mean a lot to me. If I didn't have you in my life, I found out there's a power in bearing a strong testimony, looking at someone in the eyes about how much they mean to you and how much influence they've had on your life. When you do that, dude, people, it stops them in their tracks. Yeah. When they just stop and they look at you and they, and by the way, if you take on this challenge, you do this to those people listening to this, don't be surprised if the person gets like tongue-tied and doesn't really know what to say. It's a bold expression of self for you to just claim a friendship and tell someone how much they mean to you. And you can also do it for someone you don't really spend a lot of time with, but you know they're going through a hard time and you have pictures, if you have content with them. Got a couple clients right now that one of their cousins is, you know, going through a hard time and they grew up together. She made her cousin a reel of them as children growing up and besties, sent it to her. She said her cousin was crying, bawling. They cried together over the phone and they just, that's the best gift she could give her. And so I told her, go, now this client of mine, she struggles with depression. I asked her to rate her depression before she did that and after she did that. Then she said, after I did that, she goes, I have a hard time saying this because I know my depression will come back, but I felt the opposite of depression. She said, I felt happy. I felt excited. We were crying and laughing. And so, yeah, I mean, if you want to really have the holidays be memorable, it has to give someone else something worth remembering. Can't be just for yourself. I like them apples.
Shoot. No, that just made me think of just some like friends, just different things, just going back where.
And you've done this, Brandon. You've gone to friends. We've had these conversations in the past where you've gone to friends and even family members with holidays like, hey, I know in the past we've had our differences. I know this. I don't care about those things. I love you. I'm always here for you, even though we don't see each other all the time. Especially if you walk into a turkey dinner or family get together for Christmas, you go to that person that you're not quite sure. It's like, okay, how are we going to, are we going to fight? We're going to argue. You walk right up that person, give them a hug and you look, hey, I love you. I miss you. We don't have to talk about the past not like that. I just want to let you know you're family or you're my friend. Just bold statements like that, mic drop and walk away. I don't see how anyone could be hurt by doing these types of suggestions. In fact, it's going to have the opposite. Like I said, if you're hurting through the holidays, you got to be helping if you want to combat that hurt.
Yeah. I think that's a wrap. I don't have anything else.
Well, if you guys, I don't know if we have the camera on you right then, but Brand's all in his feelings. I have a feeling we might be having a little therapy session after this, which is good, right?
Yeah, indeed, absolutely.
So, how do I, now we'll get to the exact friend that you need to help this time. Right. Yeah, this holidays, it's not you that needs it. I know. Right?
Yeah, take a win is a win.
Hey, it's good to be the one helping and not always being the one that needs help.
True.
All right, you guys. Well, until next time, thanks for following us here at OG Therapy. And as always, you can follow us on all social media platforms, TikTok, Instagram. Just type in OG Therapy. It'll pull up. It's close enough. On YouTube as well. And until next time, be cool.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.